Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The full Memphis Grizzlies schedule is out there officially.
Okay, so I can stop filibustering here because that's what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for the schedule to go official. So, Mark, let's start, of course, with really kind of the big things that happened, or that I should say that are going to happen in terms of the schedule. Let's start first and foremost at the beginning. We kind of knew this already, but the Grizzlies will open the season Wednesday, October the 23rd on the road. That game is now officially at Miami.
At Miami. So, I like that one because typically the columnist goes to the first game.
Wow, I'm so
happy
for
you. Last year it was Indiana.
So
I'll take Miami over Indianapolis 7 days out of seven.
Let's see where I'll be on October the 25th.
Well, 25th is the home opener against Chicago. So a Friday night home opener against the Bulls. Then their third game, Kyrie Irving will be here in Memphis on October 27th. And then the Lakers are their fourth game on the road in L.A. Then, as has been publicized already, Mike Conley's official return to Memphis is November 15th, a Friday night, and it'll be on ESPN, I believe. And then a quirk of the schedule, Mike will be back here 2 weeks later on the 29th, here in Memphis. And then 8 days after that, the Grizzlies will play in Utah. So they'll play Mike Conley three times in 22 days, including twice in 2 weeks here in Memphis. And so, that's pretty interesting, I think. And then you won't see him until March. Or I guess you won't see him on TV. You won't see him again here in Memphis the rest of the year after November 29th. And then the other big
We get to do that. We'll see you next year. Pat Patchak, really excited, looking forward to that one.
And then the other big obviously the big return is Marc Gasol. And this one's interesting as well, in that Toronto does not play in Memphis or play at all against Memphis until March 28th. And then they play him in a back-to-back over 3 days. So, like, they play Memphis and Toronto play here in Memphis on March 28th, and then they play in Toronto March 30th. So, if Gasol... What's interesting, though, is Marc Gasol is on an expiring contract.
Correct.
And could be trade bait at the deadline. So, there is actually a very plausible scenario that he gets traded to a team at the deadline that then doesn't have any road games against Memphis the last couple months of the year, and he doesn't actually make his return to Memphis this year.
Yeah, that'd be great if Mark was traded to Utah, and then at that point...
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
I mean, I don't expect that to happen. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but yes, if he got traded indeed to a team that had already played and they don't have to play at Memphis again, so that could be fascinating to watch. I think I might be the only person that was looking for this game on the schedule, but I did find it fascinating. I like the fact that the Grizzlies are going to play the Hawks in March, because I've kind of penciled that one in as the baby Grizz, or the baby Bears, if you will, measuring stick game. Because that way, if you play the Hawks later in March, Ja Morant's gonna presumably already have his feet wet. He's gonna be playing at a higher level. I'd like to see how the baby Bears, if you will, match up with the Atlanta Hawks, because I feel like that's going to be kind of the model, if you will, for the Grizzlies of what they're trying to build.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. So other interesting games on the schedule. The Lakers' first visit to Memphis is Saturday night, November 23rd. And then 4 days later, on November 27th, the Clippers play their only game in Memphis.
Correct.
This year. So you'll get the Lakers and Clippers within 4 days of each other at FedEx Forum.
and then the second Mike Conley game on November 29th. So that's a pretty interesting stretch there. Andre Iguodala, if he's on the team still, his first game against the Warriors would be November 19th here in Memphis.
Do we expect that to happen?
I have a feeling. If I'm the Grizzlies, I've said this many times. I feel in no rush to write off that one. Why do you need to get rid of him before the season starts just because he wants to go somewhere else? You know you can get some second round picks for him. Why not wait it out to the deadline? And if at worst case you trade him for those second round picks at the deadline, but maybe someone gets desperate, they have injuries or whatever, one of these contenders, and they need Iguodala. And I just feel that.
Yeah, if you expect him to be.
And if he's going to complain and not be happy, just have him wait at home until the deadline. I mean, I don't think it hurts his value that much.
I think if you can also expect him to be a professional, which, based on everything that we know about Andre Iguodala, like, I think you could at least expect him to be professional. I'm with you. I don't think it would hurt for this team to at least have something that resembles a significant veteran presence. Something behind beyond Jonas, something it behind just Jay Crowder.
It depends what his mindset is. If he's coming in here and, you know, with the understanding of, hey, listen, you're gonna be here till the deadline at the latest, and then we're gonna trade you. And if you're, you know, just be a good soldier. But if he's not going to be willing to do that, I don't think that's a good thing to have in this locker room. To have a guy who's going to be sitting there and not happy about being here. As long as he's a pro, which from all things I've heard about Andre Iguodala, that's sort of his MO, then yeah, it could be very helpful to have him here for a few months before the deadline. But we'll see. It'll be interesting. So some other notables, the Martin Luther King Day game is I think pretty good. It's New Orleans again, but it's Zion's first game in Memphis. He doesn't come to Memphis before then, so that's pretty intriguing. You get Grizzlies versus Zion Williamson and the Pelicans on Martin Luther King Day.
I am excited about that. It'll be, of course, as you mentioned, Zion's first game. I just can't help myself. Let's do it. Let's go through the first like 10 and let's think where the Grizzlies are going to be. This is my favorite thing to do. I know it's a football thing where you look at the schedule and you go win-loss, but it's kind of fun.
All right, I guess.
All right, you ready? Right. At Miami, loss. Chicago.
I'm going dub. They're going to win their home opener.
The Grizzlies are going to.
Yeah, all the young guys are going to be like jacked up. Okay,
so you're saying they're 1-1 in Chicago. But you agree loss?
They're going to lose at Miami, and then they'll win the home opener. All right. I'm going to say they win the home opener.
Okay, Brooklyn at home.
I'll say loss.
Okay, 1-2.
Coming off the high of the home opener.
Okay, at the Lakers.
Loss.
At Sacramento.
Loss.
At the Clippers.
Loss.
At Phoenix. I know, right?
No, that's.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went the wrong way. All right, beg your pardon. All right, so let's try this again. So Miami loss, Chicago win, Brooklyn loss, at the Lakers loss. So we got them at 1-3. Phoenix at home.
Dub.
2-3. Houston at home.
Loss.
2-4. Minnesota at home. I got 3-4.
I'm going loss there.
You think Minnesota? But who do they have right now?
That's the Tyus revenge game.
I
guess.
How could you forget the Tyus Jones revenge game?
I'm just saying, this is a team that is going to win around 33% of its games.
The win total right now is at 26.5, and I want the under.
And they have a three-game homestand there, and so I'm going to go with the law of averages and say they win one of those three home games.
Okay, so but you've got the so that puts them at
2-5, I think.
So
wait, 1, 2, 3.
So they're 1-3 to start, 2-3, 2-4, 2-5. Okay, at Orlando. At 2-5.
Loss.
2-6. Dallas at home.
Probably a loss.
Okay. 2-7. At the Spurs.
Loss.
Okay. 2-8. Start the year. That's what I'm looking for. That's a nice
2-8, but I think you could see a scenario where they're 4-6. I think there's a very real scenario where they're flirting with 500.
The Minnesota
Dallas stretch. I think I'm being pessimistic, but I do think if you feel good,
bite your tongue. You're just being realistic because that 2-8 pace, That's enough to hit that under.
Yeah, but it's like the beginning. They're going to, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. You could talk me into 4-6.
I think the Minnesota, Orlando, Dallas stretch, they may be able to make a little run there if they get hot.
A little run? Get
that is optimist. That is me being the optimist that I usually
am. Well, so here's the thing. If they're going to make hay, it's going to be the 12 of their first 18 games are at FedEx Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's interesting. I think it's around late. Cobb was, if you read David Cobb's analysis at if you look at it, starting in like January and February, they have 15-21 on the road at one point, which is exactly when you'd expect a young team to kind of hit the wall.
Only play 4 games at home in February.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
And those 4 home games.
And then the beginning of March, their first 3 games in March are road games too. That's tough. There might be in February, there's probably going to be more Memphis Tiger home games than Grizzlies home games.
Yes, that would if you're trying to figure out what the Tiger schedule looks like, most of those home games, a lot are going to be, I feel like there's going to be
a lot of your conference home games are going to be in February.
There's going to be a lot.
I mean, you
of
look
them.
At this, although all the Saturdays are open in January.
Yes, they are.
So
you'd have to think that'd be a good spot for some Tiger basketball games that Saturday. Those Saturdays. So starting February 1, let's see, do they have January? So starting January the 11th, you have 7 straight Saturdays with no Grizzlies games at FedEx Forum. I don't have the concert schedule pulled up in front of me, but I got to feel like there's going to be a concert or two in there on a Saturday. But I also feel like that will be a nice portion where you'll start to see Tiger games.
And remember, they can play Tiger games on Saturdays.
Correct.
When, you know, on Saturday, like early Saturday afternoon, and do a Grizzlies home game that day. They can turn around FedEx Forum pretty quick there. It's going to be, but like honestly, this year I have a column that's coming out on commercialappeal.com very shortly where I think with this schedule, you know, just with the way the arc of this season is, like the results in terms of win-loss don't really matter that much.
It's more about
how they look. And then I think there's a nostalgia factor to this whole season with the Conley and Gasol stuff.
You have my attention.
There's just a, you know, I think the thing I was most interested in mm-hmm. was when, you know, it's almost like with this schedule, it's not like probably 4 years ago, you're looking at, you know, when are the home games? When are the road games?
Sure.
How many back-to-backs do they have? What's the longest road trip? And, like, I don't think that stuff really matters this year. What matters a lot more is when was Mike coming back? When's Mark coming back? When are the Lakers and Clippers here? When are those big games, you know, against other teams? Because, and it's not to diminish, like, that your fandom of the Grizzlies, but what you should be focused on is how does Ja Morant look? When you compare him on night one on October 23rd to January 1st and then to March 1st, how is he progressing? Is Jaren, you know, averaging 18 to 20 points a game and an improved rebounder and still a defensive menace? You know, how is Taylor Jenkins doing in terms of a rotation? Who of these other young guys are keepable beyond this season or next? You know, has Dylan Brooks developed?
Is that a word, by the way?
I'm going keepable.
Love it. Hashtag
trademark keepable.
That. Connor, trademark that.
No, but like, is Grayson Allen...
Hashtag, is he keepable?
Yeah, is he keepable? Is Grayson Allen
sure.
a usable player? Is D'Anthony Melton a usable back?
Does he have a number yet?
Yeah, is Josh Jackson, you know, more known for what he does on the court as opposed
to... Did he actually play?
Yeah. So there's a lot of, like, intriguing personnel questions. You know, is Andre... What do they do with Andre Iguodala?
Yeah, so last year, the trade deadline was February the 7th. This year... So I believe that was February the 7th. I can't remember if that was a Friday or not. Roughly, that's always going to be kind of the trade deadline. Sometime around the end of that first week in February, early second part in February. So the 7th this year falls So I guess maybe that was a Wednesday. I think that's right. I think we were doing a middle of the day show when the trade deadline occurred. So perhaps the 5th, perhaps the 12th. I don't know. It's going to be sometime in February. I was looking on NBA.com. They had not posted when the trade deadline would be for this year. If you're also interested, as Mark mentioned, the Utah game, that will be a national TV game on Friday night, 7 o'clock on ESPN. That's, of course, the family return.
Is that for sure, 7 o'clock?
On the schedule that I looked at, I'm nearly certain that was correct. Let me double check.
Yeah, so we shall see. You know, that'd be fun if it's on national TV. You get to see Mike get his get the goodbye, if you will, that he deserves and earned.
Will it be a disappointment if Mark, like, say Mark gets traded in the early part of February?
It would be a little disappointing. I even suggest in this column that's coming out, perhaps you you honor Zebo and Tony Allen during the second Conley home game, so you get three of the core four together again on the same court. You know, you don't want to do it Mike's first night back here, but maybe that second night 2 weeks later, especially since Zebo and Tony don't appear like they're going to be on an NBA roster this coming season. So,
yes, it is official. That game's on ESPN.
It's at
7.
Yes, at 7. So that's good. They'll get multiple national televised games this year for the first time in a while. Yeah, but that's multiple, Connor.
We're moving on up. Randy. Hey, I didn't say it was a bad thing.
We don't tell these stories. We tell our story. Come on, man.
Yeah. Multiple. We're moving on up.
Yeah. It's a good schedule, I think, for them. They get the Lakers on Saturday night twice. That's like, I mean, the ticket
that's
sales
huge.
People there are like,
yeah,
probably going.
Everyone's pumped about that.
Going bonkers.
I still think you touched on kind of the way that I feel about the schedule in general, though. Like, this is the first year where I'm just not really all that focused. Like, I'm looking at when so-and-so comes to town, the dates of that, and then honestly, the thing that I wanted to see the most is, I'm dead serious, I wanted to see if the Grizzlies would play the Hawks at home later in
the
season.
That's you. That is.
I know. It's weird.
Like weirdo Jeffrey.
But in general, it goes to show, though, as you point out, though, the season, like the wins and losses, don't particularly matter this year. It's about how do they look. It's more of a feeling about this team rather than an actual like performance.
Are there any other teams? Let's like take out the Lakers and Clippers.
I mean, I'm interested to see Dallas. I'm interested to see Houston.
Houston.
Boston.
Golden State.
Boston
maybe.
To an extent. Yeah.
Golden State's going to be interesting with Russell and Steph Curry.
Steph Curry and then, but see, like, I'm more interested in what Golden State looks like in March and April.
So if we're Giannis is one visit to Memphis, Friday, December 13th. That's another. The Grizzlies, in terms of their home schedule, a lot of these big games are on weekend nights, which is huge for ticket sales. I mean, so Giannis is going to come here. It's a Friday the 13th. On December 13th, Giannis will be here.
Oof.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else on here? Golden State, Houston.
Yeah, like Boston comes on a Wednesday in March.
At the end of March. Yeah, that's kind of... Fizdale's back again on April Fool's Day. Don't we wish?
Ooh,
there's something apropos
hold
about
on.
That.
Will he still be the head coach
on April 1st?
Yeah.
Why would? Yeah,
they're not good.
They're
I
not
know.
Rook us.
But what's the point in getting rid of him?
What's the point of anything the Knicks do?
That's true. No, I think he will. I think he's gonna be in Memphis on April Fool's Day.
There you go.
As
the coach of the New York Knicks. I gotta take out all the loopholes.
As the coach of the New York Knicks.
So again, the schedule is up. Visit commercialappeal.com.
That's kind of appropriate. So they have two. It's March 28th. They play Toronto at home, and you get Gasol.
Yeah.
And then the next home game is Fizdale.
I hope whoever did that had a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I hope that wasn't just a computer spitting out.
And the last home game is Philadelphia on April 13th. Chances Joel Embiid plays in that game.
Ooh, little. Very little.
1 in 10.
Yeah.
I think so too. I'd say +1,000. If you +1,000 in terms of that thinking.
Don't miss Giannotto and Jeffrey tomorrow afternoon 2 to 4 PM on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.